Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. Did you know that in the New Testament, the word agape, that is love, is a noun of action? And did you also know that charis, or grace, is also a noun of action? Pistis, or the word that is translated as faith in the New Testament, is also a noun of action. And of course, a noun of action is a word that has the characteristics of a noun, which names a person, place, or thing, and that of a verb, which means action. And so, faith means action. And so it is imperative that we understand something very important about this word faith. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him out." This verse deserves very attentive study. There is an explosive amount of information contained in this verse. Think about this verse. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." It's impossible to please God. "For he who comes to God must," they, D-E-I, in the Greek New Testament, one of my favorite words, which means it is necessary in the nature of the case, "must believe that he is," a state of being verb, "and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." And so in chapter 1, we are given an effective definition of faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance, hypostasis, of things hoped for, and the evidence," this is a legal term, "of things not seen." And so I'm going to also be reading to you from Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' And he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be to you.'" According to your faith, let it be to you. "And their eyes were opened." And that is verse 30, part A. "And their eyes were opened through faith," by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith raises the recognition of the necessity of the presence of God in one's life. Faith recognizes the divine imperative that must be within all of our lives. Faith is different than empiricism. Empiricism has to do with the things of this world. Faith, or pisticism, has to do with the realm of God, the things of God. And so we have a complete contrast. The Bible tells us, never tells us, to walk by pisticism. I mean, to walk by empiricism. The Bible tells us that we are to walk by faith, and that without faith it is impossible to please God. So, having said that, there is this astounding chapter in the Gospel of Mark, which illustrates this very point. And it is interesting that he went back to his own hometown. In Mark chapter 6, we read verse 1, then he went out from there and came to his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And we read, so they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and among his own relatives and in his own house. Verse 5, now he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Verse 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief. This is an astonishing incident. And it shows us that lack of faith stops the power of God. Real faith unleashes the power of God in one's life. And so he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of the one who diligently seeks him out. Faith is necessary for us within this realm in which we live. The book of James has a powerful treatise on faith and works. We cannot work for our salvation, but after we have been saved, then works are an evidence, good works are an evidence of our salvation. And so one cannot merely say, well, I have faith without works. The Bible states that demons can say the same thing. So we are to be fruitful within the area of faith. Now, please keep in mind that it is unlikely that your faith life and your faith works will be upheld in this world. The world has a totally different set of values. The world likes to pretend that it is filled with those who believe in the power of moral relativism. But whenever these individuals state their position of moral relativism, have you noticed that it is given from an absolute viewpoint? And we have an inherent contradiction, because one cannot have absolute relativism. Here is a fallacy in authoritarian thinking. Seeking to bring together so many beliefs under one umbrella, seeking to create a monolithic understanding of who man is, and yet it cannot do so. Believing ones understand the necessity of faith, the power of faith. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus said that if one had faith that was the size of a grain of mustard seed, he could do enormous and mighty works. So we follow the Word of God. We listen to the Word of God. We incorporate into our lives the Word of God, because we know that His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We can do extraordinary things through faith. We can do marvelous things through faith. I know so many instances in which faith blessed so many persons because they dared to believe God. This morning, do you believe God? Is there something in your heart that you want to do and that you believe that God has called you to do, and yet you have not taken that first step because of fear? Fear of failure, fear of those around you who do not have your faith, or may even have contempt for your faith. Move out in the name of God. Do what God has called you to do. Listen to that still small voice within your heart. See, many are called, but few are chosen. Listen to your God, and He will direct your path. Take the step of faith. And please understand that faith is not a leap into the void. There's no such thing in the scripture as blind faith. One cannot connect the term blind to the word faith. Faith is not a leap into the darkness or into the abyss. Faith is based on the revealed character of God. That is, the character of God as revealed in the scripture. He has said, "Lo, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Those who come to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently search Him out. Jesus said that no one can pluck you from my hand. The Word of God says that when we live by the Word, we build our house upon the rock. And that rock is the person of Christ. No other foundation can be laid that has already been laid. That is Christ Jesus. Have you built your life on the rock? That is Jesus. Are you listening to the Word? Do you believe the Word of God? And if so, trust God. Have faith in God. Move out in the power of God and see marvelous things done in your life. The enemy does not want you to do this, because if you move out by faith, then you will inspire and motivate others to take that step of faith. The enemy wants to keep you benign, unsettled, in fear, so that believers around you will also be fearful, be paralyzed. I know you've heard of the paralysis of analysis that hinders so many from going in faith and moving out in the name of God by faith. Get that out of your heart. Talk to God about it. And do that great thing that God has called you to do. Be the one who listens to God and inspires others. Remember, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day in Christ.